So we're at the Cornwall Wise Awards, and this is part of the Convergence Partnerships plan to help encourage people to get on with business and, you know, skill up Cornwall. Carlene Kellerman is from the Convergence Partnership Office. Now, just tell me about these awards. It's the fourth year, isn't it, these have been held?
Yes, Matthew, this is the fourth time that we celebrate what we are doing to help people back into work through innovative access, skills and employment. And we have a lot to celebrate.
Okay, so we're here at the Headlands Hotel to celebrate this. Just tell me about the sorts of things that we will find out later today. Obviously, we can't give away too much.
No, we can't, because the recipients don't know who has won the awards. But we'll be celebrating businesses who provide innovative access to employment or innovative programs for upskilling or reskilling, which is really important in this day and age. And more so, we will be enjoying the celebration of individuals, many of whom have come from the furthest points away from the labour market and have entered training or have gained employment over the last year.
I suppose it is having award ceremonies like that, like we're seeing today, that actually inspire people to do something about their own businesses, their own lives in the future, who might be future award winners.
Absolutely. And I mean, if anyone doubts that these programmes ever make a difference, let me tell you that in the 3.5 years that Convergence has been working here in Cornwall with the people of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, we have worked with over 8,800 people, helping them into training or skills, and have helped over 3,500 people back into work.
We've got some speakers lined up as well. Just tell me about them.
Well, we will have a warm welcome from Councillor Carolyn Rule of Cornwall Council. And Cornwall Council is backing all activities to do with uplifting business, helping us all get gainful employment. And also Wendy Violentano, who joins us from Sheffield. And Wendy is the head of the European Social Fund nationally and sees the work that's done in Cornwall as an exemplar. And you'll be hearing from people such as Richard Bailey, who was the director with Government Office and has walked this walk with Cornwall for the last 11 years. And of course, you'll be meeting, and I can't say who, some wonderful award recipients.
Chris Hines is always an inspiration as well, isn't he?
Yes, he's a very special speaker for us today. And Chris has done so much work with Surfers Against Sewerage, the triple bottom line at Eden and his famous underpants, and has worked also with Blue Gym and helping people's health come forward. And today, he represents his company, A Grain of Sand, and helping us all to have those aspirations.
Well, it looks like it's going to be an incredible ceremony this morning. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Matthew, and I'll see you at the end of the day.